match analysis.
This is Dilip Premchandran from the Wanderers for Cricket for Talk. India's campaign has just come to an end against the West Indies. They don't make the semi-finals. Pakistan and Australia qualify from Group A. And to discuss this, we have with us Sanjay Manjrekar. So Sanjay, Pakistan nearly did India a big favour today at Centurion, but not quite. And how do you assess this Indian campaign? Did they deserve to go through?
If you want to be, you know, considerate or want to be a little understanding of India's performance here, you can see that one bad game against Pakistan has hurt them very badly. The second match was a washout. And as we speak, I think they are about to beat West Indies. So they'll go back, not having qualified for the semis, with one bad game. Australia, although Australia seemed like, you know, they would win that position, but who knows? You know? I mean, it was a game that was not completed. So from that standpoint, yes. But also, if you have to be harsh, I think the selector, the captain and the coach of the Indian team always have to be very hard on themselves and say that, okay, why did we lose to a Pakistan team that wasn't really such a good team at the start of the competition? You know, why did we bowl so badly? And look at all those questions. And was our bowling attack good enough to win us the Champions Trophy with the kind of form that we saw from Arpi Singh, Ishan Sharma, Harbhajan Singh in that vital game? So those are the questions I think you have to ask yourself. And in the end, you know, be honest and say perhaps we weren't a team good enough to reach the final stages of the Champions Trophy. Far too many players were out of form, short of confidence. And of course, let's not talk about the major players missing.
What do you see as the holes in this side? I mean, which are the positions that they really need to look at?
50 overs cricket, I think seam bowling is the obvious weakness. It's great that Ashish Nehra has come back and started bowling so well, but how long will that last? You're not sure. So you've got to maybe go to two or three young new seamers, because RP Singh seems to be really down on confidence. Ishan Sharma, I think, just needs a break. And, you know, getting back slowly later on. The seam bowling, they need to find somebody who will come and bowl a good line, will have control and just have maybe fresh minds coming into the game. Because once you're out of form, your confidence is low. If you keep still playing games, you're not doing yourself too much good. You're just hoping that one fine day you'll have a good spell and the confidence will come back, and then all the technical deficiency will be sorted. But that's not happening. So maybe that is what India needs. And I think spin department, Amit Mishra has been good news. I think he's bowled with a lot of control. There's Harbhajan Singh, but Pragyan Ojha is somebody that India need to also look at, to try and get him back into the squad. Apart from that, batting, I don't think there are too many worries, because Yuvraj Singh and Sehwag should be fit shortly. So I think you're okay on the batting front.
Even with the bowling, when the team was doing well in winning matches, there was still that problem with the death overs. I mean, very few bowlers mastered the Yorker. The change of pace is not there. What we saw from Pakistan today with Gul and Rana Naveed, that kind of variety simply isn't there. Is that a specialist skill that we really need to work on, especially in 50-over cricket?
But we've never had it. You know, Dilip, I don't think it's ever been our strength. You know, the death overs. There have been occasions when we have found one bowler who's been very good at the death. But, you know, over the years, I think our fast bowlers have generally struggled. Don't take an exception like a Kapil Dev or a Zaheer Khan, you know, in good form. We always struggle to find two or three seamers who are quite happy and in fact enjoy bowling in the death. And that's something that strikes you with Pakistan. You can see Rana Naveed enjoys bowling in the death, you know, because it's challenging for him. He has the ability to bowl well in the nets. Mohammad Asif, given, you know, some time, and, you know, if he comes into form, he'll be happy to bowl it. Umar Gul can do it. Mohammad Amir also seems to be enjoying it. Compare that with Indians, I think not too many are keen to bowl in the death, and it's been a problem that's been there for many years, not just with this team.
But don't you think that's a skill that they would have developed, especially with all the 2020 cricket that's being played now, and batsmen obviously go after you?
Yes, but I think what has happened is we've had so many seamers playing, we haven't actually found our three or four frontline seamers who have sort of mastered all that is needed in seam bowling, needed in 50 overs cricket or test. Zaheer Khan is the only exception. We have Munaf Patel, Ishan Sharma, RP Singh, Sri Chand, but they hadn't at one time mastered everything. you know, which means bowling well with the new ball, generally good control in the middle stage, you know, bowl the slower deliveries and everything and try and get a wicket. And in the final when the pressure is up, you know, just bowl the Yorkers and basically be difficult to hit for big shots. I don't think we've found that kind of a bowler.
What kind of lessons have the other major sides learned from this tournament? India and South Africa especially came in here threatening to take Australia's number one ranking. Both have failed, in South Africa's case, pretty miserably in home conditions. What are the lessons that those teams take from this? I know it's a short tournament.
Perhaps that India and South Africa need to get better. South Africa's problem started when their matches were scheduled at the Centurion. If they had three games at the Wanderers or two games at the Wanderers, things would have been different. But then again, South Africa has got to look at it, okay, on this pitch, we have beaten, you know, quite comprehensively. So what is it that we are lacking? Maybe a little bit of flair that was needed. Maybe a bowling attack that needs a little more assistance to be competitive. So those are the questions they've got to ask themselves. Australia at their peak, you know, for them the surface didn't matter. They had success all over the world. The number one Australian team, you know, would have still beaten good teams at the Centurion. So South Africa's got to bear that in mind, that if they aspire to be the number one team in the world, then they can't be beaten like this quite easily at the Centurion, conditions that do not help them. India, with some major stars missing, has not looked a team that you would back to go through to the final rounds and win the title, and that's something that's got to happen. Now Australia is also as much a weakened team, maybe more than India. You know, they've got some of their legends who have retired. They've got Michael Clarke and Haddon missing from this lineup, but there's a good chance they'll go to the finals and win the tournament. So all these are just sort of goals set by teams like Australia and West Indies in the past, that if you've got to be the number one team in the world, you can't be playing like this, as we've seen in the Champions Trophy tournament.
And finally, how encouraging is it to see the Pakistan team doing so well? I mean, they've hardly had any home matches the last 2 years, almost zero test cricket, and even now, I mean, the next 2 years, it's unlikely they'll have any home games, but they've gone and won the 2020 World Cup. They could conceivably win this as well.
2020 World Cup winning is not really a reflection of the health of that nation's cricket, you know, because if you have some talented players, if you have a good day, you win a 2020 match, and if you have a couple or three good days, you win the title. But 50 overs cricket that they've played here, I think that's a real indicator that, wow, you know, you've not been playing too much cricket at home. International cricket also has been limited. So all it boils down to is just basic skills of the Pakistan team. It's a system that, not so much the system that they have in place, but just the love for the game that's there in the country and some natural talent that comes in. And the unofficial cricket system of Pakistan, which is not first-class cricket, but you know how they start playing cricket in their childhood, you know, playing those competitive softball matches, all that actually makes for, you know, very skilled cricketers who come and then are put into the more refined first class system. So that, I think, is a recognition of that fact, that if you have natural skills and if your childhood is spent in time where the skills are enhanced by whatever kind of cricket you play, then it comes to good use. And what you've seen in the Champions Trophy is the batting has stood up reasonably well, because that was their major weakness. And they've been fortunate to play at the Centurion, you know, the critical games against India and Australia. But their batting would have been exposed had they played at the Wanderers against a good seam bowling attack. So their big weakness wasn't really exposed, and their bowling was always going to be their strength. They came to this tournament with one of the best bowling attacks, which we all acknowledge. We thought their batting was a big weakness, but it wasn't exposed. And Mohammad Yusuf coming into some kind of form, Shoaib Malik playing that superb innings against India. So it just fallen into place for them.
And finally, Syed Ajmal, the off-spinner. I mean, is there a lesson for, especially for India spinners, to learn from them? He certainly hasn't bowled defensively in any of the games.
Again, it's the attitude. If you look at Shahid Afridi and Syed Ajmal when they're bowling, on a big stage, you can see, I mean, on occasion, you might see that Syed Ajmal is a little tense. But now what has happened is Syed Ajmal has grown in confidence. He's now an established spinner. People are starting to talk about him. So he's starting to feel good about himself. Shahid Afridi's growth as a leg spinner in the last 2-3 years has been phenomenal. But most importantly, I think both of them want to make things happen. I think that's why they're out there, looking to bowl 10 overs and make things happen. Maybe Harbhajan Singh, you know, in the couple of games that we saw in the big, you know, crunch game, wasn't bowling his off spinner to make things happen, to create wicket taking opportunity or change the tide of the match. I don't think he was looking to really do that. So that's perhaps the lesson for Oscar.
Thanks a lot, Sunil.
This is Crick Info Talk.